Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales prior to stepping back to focus more on building Realty Universal membership network. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And now, Natalie Mullinex.
Hey, everybody. I'm so happy to be here. And I'm working from home, as many of you are. I do that so much. We've done it for over 20 years. But right now, we're kind of getting stuck in the house. But it's for our own good and our own safety. And, yeah, today you guys just have me. And I just wanted to just touch base and talk about some things that I think are good to share, motivate, because we're all going through quite a bit right now. And there is light at the end of the tunnel. So we're just going to talk about where do we go from here. You know, so today, a lot of our listeners are real estate agents and brokers because of our Realty Universal membership network. But not everybody is. You know, we have people that just listen in from everywhere, sellers, buyers, anybody can listen in, which is fun. But specifically, I want to talk to the real estate agents and brokers. We'll get in some other on other meetings too. But it's really important and to work on ourselves right now. Keep ourselves healthy, not stressed out. Keep our mindset and our immune systems healthy. And it's with this coronavirus going on right now. The whole world's in an uproar, and so many of us are listening to the news. We don't know if it's fake news or real news, and those of us that have been in the real estate world for years and, you know, even a few years, know that there's a lot of ups and downs, a lot of highs and lows in the industry, because whether you're doing residential or commercial, mostly residential, commercial takes a lot longer to do, but residential certainly can invoke a lot of different personalities, a lot of different stresses, a lot of ups and downs. So it's really important to avert the pitfalls from the beginning. So when you're in this type of industry and you're in it and that's all you do completely, you know, those of you I'm talking to know what it's like to have the ups and downs, to make it and not make it. And we make it. You know, there's an old saying in the business, you have to throw enough mud at the wall and some of it will stick. So we know that if we've, you know, if we really work at it, we're going to still do well. So here comes the coronavirus, and all of a sudden, wham, none of us were prepared for it. And this is for people of all industries. It fits to everybody, but I'm just specifically talking to agents and brokers, real estate agents and brokers, because of what's been happening and how we can get through it, and we will get through it. I am a survivor. I was out on my own as a teenager and then out on my own again when I got divorced. I mean, without any money and taking care of my baby, my son, who was 6 at that time when I got divorced. But I'm a survivor. I'm the type of person that when the going really gets tough, and those of you that are survivors are going to know exactly what I'm talking about, because it's something instinctively in all of us. When the going gets tough or we're pushed against a wall, then it's like, wait a minute, this is not time to fret. This is not time to really stress. This is time to take action, you know, pull ourselves together, get it done, because we need to be leaders. And, you know, it's right now, it's so important to keep our immune systems up. And if we let the stress get to us, that lowers our immune system. This virus is an ugly, deadly virus, but many people, they're saying, heal from it if your immune system's, you know, in good shape. So it's really, really important not to let any transactions or deals get to you. And I just wanted to bring this up today because we have so much going on and everybody's trying to fix it. The government's doing what they can do. You've got governments all around the world doing what they can do. And people are locked in a place, which thank God we have the internet. But I'm not sure. But what's happened with the stimulus program, all this funding's gone out, and in the mortgage industry, we've had a lot of situations where the federal government says that the mortgage lenders must allow forbearances up to 12 months if somebody can't pay their mortgage. But wasn't put in the bill, which hopefully is going to be, hopefully there's going to be another bill, was how are these mortgage banks going to pay, you know, are the mortgage companies going to pay the mortgage banks? Because there wasn't anything in there that said they don't get paid. So it's creating a really big mess because a lot of the mortgage companies now are setting extra guidelines, which were raising scores, holding back on different loans, freezing loans. It's just becoming a nightmare in the real estate industry, where you're seeing transactions in the middle of the pipeline just stop. And for those of us in the industry that rely on the commissions and the monies, you know, to come through that way, it's crazy, and I know everybody's dealing with this in different places and different jobs and work, and I feel really sorry for people that are getting tips, bartenders, waitresses. It's a nightmare. But so getting back to the real estate industry part of it, which is what I want to direct it my talking to today on speaking about it, is they're going to fix things, but in the middle of it, one thing is messing up another thing. So when they're doing forbearances but there's no money for these mortgage banks, then what are they going to do? So when people go – when mortgage banks actually – they'll have the pipelines and they'll go out to the different mortgage lenders and the mortgage operations. Basically, a mortgage banking operation offers loans to consumers through a network of mortgage brokers, and that's referred to as a wholesale lending operation. So both retail and wholesale mortgage banks experience market risk, and they need to manage their risk, and the way they do this is by hedge positions. So when we first heard of the stimulus package coming out and then the rates went down, the rates got down so low that when they – mortgage banks are hedging all these their positions, they could end up having to file bankruptcy because they don't have any money to pay these off. So luckily the rates went up a little bit, and you know, it's important, especially if you're in the industry, if you're an agent, real estate agent or broker, to understand how this works. Because as a consumer, you're probably thinking, wow, you know, I want the rates as low as I can get them. But you've got to look at the other side. Can that sustain the mortgage industry? So when we see the rates go up a little bit and they're not that much, it can or it may. And so right now it looks like they're trying to fix all of this. But in the middle of it, it's a mess. So while they're fixing it, many, many different loans have changed. But I want to say something because it's really important as an agent or broker to never just go, oh, this is it. This is it. You always want to make your phone calls, check everything out. Don't assume. We just had a transaction where I'm not going to name the lenders. Their loan officer said, nope, we're in a holding pattern. The underwriters aren't writing anything right now on these types of loans, government loans, and I don't know what we're going to do. But hopefully we'll know more in a week. So I immediately called one of our other lenders, loan officers we work with a lot, with a national lender, and he said, no, we're having the same problems. Everybody's having the same problems because of what just happened in the past week and 2 weeks. But we're just revising some of our guidelines. But, no, we're still fully funding. We're still fully moving forward. So it's important not to just assume. Now, 2 weeks before, we were told everything's going to blow, you know, because of the hedge funds and blah, 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 and this. So it's just important to stick with it and stick with the deal and call different lenders and call different people. Don't just assume that this deal is dead. There's different ways to do it. They're having – usually they have to redo the appraisal if you have to take it to another lender, depending – 9 times out of 10, unless it's had a, has an FHA or a VA case number. But with all the regs that went in with the Dodd-Frank Act way back and then all the changes after our 2008-2009 crash, there's a lot of changes. So always check, 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 check. But please don't assume because – and I know what it feels like. We've had a lot of overhead and – When you don't have the money to pay the overhead, what are you going to do? And many people are dealing with this right now. But in real estate, it's tough because if you're a real estate agent or broker, you're probably getting a 1099. I understand Redfin just is laying off 41% of their workforce. Redfin runs a little bit differently. They do salary and commission for their agents, and I think it's mostly salary. So they're, unfortunately, through this, having to lay off 41% of their workforce. But the majority of real estate and agents are on 1099s on commissions that way. So you can't go and collect unemployment, right? The PPP loans, just now the government put out the PPP loans, and that's if you have people on payroll. So there's a lot of things that aren't, are going to be tough to try to say, how do you make it work? How do you get a little bit of money here and a little bit of money there? Small Business Administration, the SBA, I'm sure most of the boards around the country for real estate have put out notices letting everybody know, besides what the government's putting out, that you can go to SBA.gov and fill out forms to apply for if you're a small business, like if you're a small real estate broker, brokerage company, you can still do it as an independent contractor under a sole proprietorship if you're not incorporated. There's $10,000 grants that are supposed to be available and then other loans. Then you can go to your actual local loan to make loan, you know, apply for loans too. There's no easy answer because they're so flooded that it's like the $10,000 grant is supposed to be in people's account in 3 days, and I don't think that's going to happen. The banks are flooded and having a really hard time. So here we go in this real estate world and go, whoa, the sky's always been the limit. If somebody works and does deals and deals and deals and deals, you throw enough mud at the wall, some of it sticks. I don't say that in a mean way at all. I just mean that it's going to work. And my pet peeve is there shouldn't be, when we're in a regular market, there really shouldn't be fall-throughs. When I see a lot of fall-throughs, I'm like, somebody's really not following through on this very well, because there's so many ways to avoid fall-throughs too, and even home inspection issues and things like that. There's so many ways to work these things out to where you just don't have fall-throughs. So all of a sudden, here we go. We're with the coronavirus. Health is more important than anything. Right now, lives are way more important. So many theories are going on right now with what's really going on in the world. What is the big picture? What's happening? It's horrendous. I mean, you see so many different reports on other things happening that have nothing to do with the virus, but in the big picture, some are saying it started on purpose. This is happening. That's happening. You know, I'm Christian. When you look in Revelations, these storms, the viruses, the plagues, the issues with different governments around the world, especially Israel, it's all in there. So you go, oh my gosh, so what are we going to do? We don't want to have fear. And it's not easy not to have fear, especially, you know, if there's no way to cover your bills and not what to do anything. So I just want to say that we will get through this. I've been in the industry for over 35 years. We have the Real Estate Universal Membership Network, which is my baby because we deal with a lot of small mom-and-pop brokers. You know, they can be REMAX brokers too. As long as people can offer menu programs, they can be a member. So, but I've been in it over 35 years, and we will get through this. Even if we end up having to go to seller financing situations, other things, there's a due-on-sale clause, but I'm sure if the mortgage companies are going to go through a horrible recession, they may work with people at that point. There's so many different avenues. So I just want to say we still can make it, but it's important to stay healthy. And that means get out and take your walks because we still can go outside. Eat well, eat a lot of soup, boost your immune system with vitamin C, lots of water, warm drinks. I mean, these simple things that we always, you know, hear about, like, you know, to take care of ourselves, do your exercises, pray, meditate. I'm just going through this because the life of real estate agents and brokers is chaotic. You end up being called at all different times of the hours and days, which I don't, you know, I don't do that anymore that way because life is too short, and with technology, there's many different ways to handle how you run your business, and it's a lot easier that way. But even with that said, you still have transactions, and transactions have different issues that you're juggling all the time. So it's a very stressful business, and right now your immune system needs to be calm. So it just, I'm just mentioning this because don't consider a deal dead just because someone says it's dead. You know, there's, we have, you can, if you're a member already, then you know how you can get through to us and get through to me and get questions answered on a regular basis when we do our webinars. And then also, there's a, well, you'll know if you're a member. But it's, we're always here to help too, you know, because sometimes there's situations that seem impossible, they're not going to work, and when there's a will, there's always a way to usually work the situation out. So right now, what do we do? The mortgage companies, if you have a mortgage, you can call your mortgage company up. They will automatically give you a 3 months forbearance and not affect your credit. And they're stating after the 3 months, it can go up to 12 months. And they're going to work with you. I think they're doing it this way, just trying to work through everything to see where we're at in 3 months. Right now, it is April 8th, 2020. Actually, Passover. So last Sunday was Palm Sunday. This Friday is Good Friday, and Sunday's Easter. Very much a holy week. And I know President Trump had said a little bit back he was hoping that people would be able to get out again by Easter, and that's not going to happen. But there is light at the end of the tunnel. Our mindsets, we can look at this, we can take the time to spend more time with our families, cook more if you don't have time to cook. I know I've made so much homemade soup, and it's in the, and I freeze it, and I'm making another big pot today. And it is just, you want to put the bones in it because the minerals in the bones actually are very healthy for you. And the broth, and I throw in carrots and celery and tomatoes and onions I just put a lot in there, corn. But it's really, really good, but it's very healthy for you. So take the time. I mean, I know some people are painting their houses, they're fixing things up, getting rid of things, but it's also a good time for agents and brokers to work on your business if you can't work in your business. Now, some states are not allowing showings. Other states are. Lots of times it's up to the broker. I know in Hawaii and Maryland you can show, but, you know, it's, this is really the peak time of this virus from what they're saying. So it's kind of better not to be in the houses if you can help it. If you do need to go, it's really important to, of course, wear a mask and gloves and to make sure your clients are wearing masks and gloves and everyone's staying, keeping their distance. But it's there's so many other ways to do this right now. You can write offers subject to viewing. I was reading something. They said that the entire Earth, I think it's in England, well, they do it all over the world, where they test the seismic activity that we have. Of course, the big cities are usually hustle, bustle, and it's just shaking and shaking and shaking. They said this is the most quiet the Earth has been in years. Can you imagine? Years. And we all need to breathe. We need to relax. We need to slow down. And I think some of these lessons are going to come out of this that, we need to be living our lives a lot differently than the hustle, bustle, rush, rush, rush. The good thing is right now, because if you're renting, the landlords cannot evict you. The landlords that have mortgages can get help with their mortgages right now. The biggest thing is to stay healthy, clean, have food, you know, because the good thing is this is all going to work out as far as that goes. And credit card companies also will work with you on I heard some of them are saying they're not going to charge a payment for 1 month, 2 months, 3 months. They're not going to hurt your credit. Some are going to take payments down to zero. There's just, you know, just it, but it's so important right now to get on the phone and be proactive and call your mortgage company, call your landlord, call them, call everybody. I mean, you're hearing all these stories where people are locking people out, and then, you know, I heard one story where some apartment complex, I'm not going to name states and things right now, had sent emails out, and by accident, they, you probably heard it was in the news, but sent emails out and didn't put all the tenants' names on the BCC line saying that the rent is still due, and then everybody decided to get together because they had everybody's addresses and boycott and not pay their rent at all. And, you know, this is not the way to get through any of this. This, we need to really be love our neighbors, be calm, and work through it. So as agents and brokers, a lot of people are thinking, oh, my gosh, what industry are we going to get into? We're not going to be able to continue. And that's not true. The real estate people are still need to buy. They need to sell. This is going to work out. I love the real estate menu programs and systems that we teach agents and brokers how to implement into their business without giving away the store, because I believe in full service. I believe in buyer rebate programs. I believe in the seller being able to put their property in the MLS and do it themselves if they want to, and then pay on an a la carte basis. Why do I believe in that? I believe people should have choices, and everybody has different levels of knowledge or comfort. People have different time, you know. So right now even, sellers can still be listing their properties through the MLSs, and buyers can be viewing them for when this is over, or many buyers may just want to make an offer subject to. You know, the news that's saying, hey, prices are going to go way down, and buyers are saying, I want to wait. We don't know right now. It's definitely going to have an effect on this. There's definitely going to be a recession. We know that. But if we work together and keep our heads above us and get creative, I mean, that's the I've been in many different markets, so creative is fun for me because it really makes you think out of the box and work through this. I'm not saying this is easy. This has been a nightmare, and but everyone needs to stay alive, you know, and hopefully we're going to get through it. There's a lot of rumors going around. There's a lot of other things. They're saying that, you know, people are saying that this was done on purpose, and other more is going to come, et cetera, et cetera. And I just want to take it a day at a time right now and stay healthy and do what we can do. And this quarantine is so important. It really, really, really is. It's so important. Because they have cases and cases. Now they're having cases of young people dying. And part of that, without underlying conditions, and without underlying conditions, and they said part of that is because we heard so much. And I'm not blaming it on anybody, because I don't want to blame people on anything. It's a rule that bugs me when everyone blames everybody for everything, you know. I mean, we go through lessons, we go through tragedies, we go through situations, and yes, they're going to take an effect. So we can, oh my gosh, this is like, you know, I can see a 6 months or a year from now say that coronavirus, it affected, it did it, you know, and I understand that. But I mean, when people are pointing the fingers, blaming people in the midst of stuff, when you need to make changes, that's not the time to be blaming people. So with the young people, they're saying that everybody was hearing that, oh, the young ones won't get it. So they were more vulnerable to go out, and they weren't thinking it was really necessary to self-quarantine. So what's happened is many people can be carriers and then not even know it, and then pass it on to everybody else. So, you know, I saw those plane tickets, and it was very, you know, we were thinking, wow, it would be great to just get those tickets. I guess if we could get them and use them in a year, that'd be fine. But you can't do that stuff because it's making people sick. Hawaii, our beautiful islands of Hawaii, you know, they have had to take extreme measures to say everybody has to be quarantined for 14 days. And then people are coming in and sitting in their hotel, and a lot of people are getting arrested because they mean business. You know, they're not going to play around, and they shouldn't. But for agents and brokers, contact us if you want. You can go to realityuniversal.com or join us on Facebook, Realty Universal Membership Network. the ones that are in our network already know, you know, how to contact us. Give us your insight. Give us your stories, because we're going to want to talk to other people around the country about that, too, and share it with the consumers. And come up with creative ideas. I mean, we have so many different ways. In Hawaii, they do a due-on-sale clause if they can't get financing. That sometimes has a problem. I mean, not a due-on-sale. I'm sorry. They call them, I'm sorry, agreement of sales. That sometimes can run into a problem with a due-on-sale clause, but they have workarounds with this. And those are types of things we're going to be probably using if the mortgages aren't going to be able to go through. Sellers are thinking, okay, well, I don't want to sell my house. I'm not going to sell for way less money. I'm going to wait till the market gets better. But we don't know where that's going to be later. If the seller's going to buy, you know, it's all in how we look at things and we present them and how our mindsets are. Say the seller's going to buy something. Say they don't want to sell for lower, if that comes to be. But then they're going to buy something and they're going to get that for lower. So it could even itself out. It's just really best not to look at this like it's doomsday at all. I think this is going to be a new thing. But I get stressed, and I have with my high level of energy, it's easy to have anxiety or appear to have anxiety when really I'm not that, you know, do not have that much anxiety. But I understand it. But just get in touch with us if you're an agent or broker, and I'd love to hear from you. We can do this. We can definitely do this. But main thing, first thing first, and this is a great time for you to call your clients and customers, touch base, see how they're doing, see if they're okay, see if anybody needs help. A lot of the, you know, elderly and other people, a lot of people need help, and they won't tell you. They won't. So it's a good time to call. Excellent time to work on your business. So if you were still used to prospecting every day and doing this and doing this, and all of a sudden now you're just kind of eating and watching movies and sitting around waiting for this to end, get yourself up, get yourself busy. You still should do things that are fun and do things that take your, you know, to have some entertainment. But get yourself going. Get on your business. Make a plan. Say, okay, what do I want to do? Who am I going to call? What can I do with the sites? Can I do any blogs? What's a good idea? What kind of marketing can I do right now? I wouldn't recommend trying to sell people a whole bunch of stuff, but there's ways you can do it where they need your, you know, they'll still buy things. Lots of people are online right now. Zoom went from having 10 million customers a month to 200 million a month. And I know many heard in the news that there was problems with the security, et cetera. I'm not worried about it because I know they'll correct it. I know that they didn't. There's no way they could have planned going from 10 million to 200 million in a month and a half. That was just, there's no way they would have seen this coming. I know they're going to work through it. They're one of the best platforms to use for stability as far as actually being able to have your meetings and depend on your meetings and it working, because we've used other platforms. I'm not going to name the names, and a lot of them just, it's very frustrating if you're having a meeting and it's cutting out, or people can't hear, or they can't get in, or it just, you know, time's out. So Zoom is phenomenal, and I'm not afraid of using them. But I just want to put my two cents out there, talking story with you today, for agents and brokers, mainly real estate agents and brokers. And you mortgage lenders, I'm giving you big hugs. This is not fun for anybody. I know appraisers were getting upset because when the rates went really low, everybody was trying to refinance, and appraisers couldn't keep up with it, and like they were taking themselves off the list, or however they do it to get the orders. The lenders were going nuts, and then all of a sudden they had news that all jumbo loans were going to stop, boom, and they were freaking out. People had so many things in the pipeline, and they just stopped. I mean, it has been more than a roller coaster ride the last month. It has been really, really difficult. But what's most important, our health, our family, life. I have my faith in God. If I didn't have my faith in God, I would be much more stressed, because I get into my Bible, I read my Bible, I pray all the time. Prayer is like our link with God and our spirit and soul. And I'm not preaching to people. I'm just telling you, I've lived it, and I wasn't taught that way. I was raised Catholic and started going non-denominational, but my family wasn't really strict in any area with that when I was a child. So I found all that on my own, and I can tell you, it gives me lots of peace and lots of strength. And we had a Zoom party last week, which was fun, too, with friends. And there's just a lot of things you can do right now. And I ran into somebody at the bank that works at the bank. I try not to go out much right now. I'm being really good and being really respectful. It's only store bank, and try to extend that for as long as I can with protection. And he was saying his 7-year-old son has asthma, and it was really bad. He couldn't really go outside because, you know, of the conditions. And I said, oh, my gosh. And he said he has a party coming up in a few weeks, and he's upset because he's not going to have a birthday party. I said, why don't you do a Zoom birthday party? He's like, wow, I hadn't thought about that. And I said, yeah, you can put the themes up and pictures and balloons, and everybody could have cake at their houses, and you could just set it all up, and at least he'd get involved in, wow, let me make this fun. Like, we you know, let me try to do something and work around it and try to make it still good. So this is my food for thought, and I just wanted to share that with you today. Please get in touch with anybody. I mean, if you're a seller, buyer, rent, anybody, can. We'd love to hear from you. But today I was mainly talking to the agents and brokers to say, hey, we will get through this. Don't consider this doomsday yet at all. And a lot of people are going to need us as this goes on. And right now, your clients and customers would probably appreciate a quick phone call to see how they're doing and follow up. But definitely work right now. This is definitely a good time to really work, do your projects, get everything going. And with that said, to everybody out there, I wish you peace. And you were listening to Really Universal Radio Podcast with Natalie Mullinex. And God bless everybody out there. Bye.